From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. In the northern Philippines, thousands of people are evacuating coastal areas as the powerful Typhoon Megi approaches. Heavy winds and rains are already lashing the area. The Category 5 storm has 155-mile-an-hour winds and is expected to make landfall within a few hours. French unions are vowing to do everything they can to get President Nicolas Sarkozy to withdraw his plan to increase the national retirement age. Strikers have blockaded French refineries and oil depots, provoking concerns about a possible fuel shortage. And as Eleanor Beardsley reports, union leaders are calling for another round of protests.
With 10 out of 12 French oil refineries shut down by strikers protesting the government's retirement reform, panic buying has led to a jump in sales. The French News reported gas stations closed all over the country. French Prime Minister François Fillon went on television to say the government would resort to force to keep the country from becoming paralyzed. The government is prepared to tap its controlled strategic oil reserves if the situation deteriorates. Over the weekend, more than a million people took to the streets for a fifth day of protests against the retirement reform. Some analysts are beginning to compare the labor action and standoff with the government to May 1968, when a coalition of workers and students paralyzed the country and nearly brought down the government. New demonstrations are planned for Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Democrats and Republicans continue to argue about campaign finance after the White House suggested the U.S. Chamber of Commerce could be using foreign money to back Republican congressional candidates. As NPR's Kathy Lohr reports, the issue is heating up 2 weeks before the midterm elections.
Private groups are pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into GOP campaigns, but Republican strategist Liz Cheney said there's no evidence to prove accusations from the Obama administration that secret foreign money is being used in the campaigns.
What he's really doing is attempting to limit people's exercise of their First Amendment. I believe he's attempting to chill political speech. He's hoping that by making this allegation of illegality, that people will stop contributing.
Cheney made the comments on CBS's Face the Nation. Former chair of the Democratic National Committee, Howard Dean, said the public has a right to know if foreign money is being used to finance these campaigns. But under the law, groups not directly linked to political parties don't have to disclose that. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Meghan McCain, the daughter of Republican senator and former presidential nominee John McCain, says Delaware's GOP Senate candidate Christine O'Donnell is unfit to run for office.
It scares me for a lot of reasons, and I just know in my group of friends it just turns people off because she's seen as a nut job.
McCain spoke on ABC's This Week. O'Donnell also appeared on the program and said the National Republican Senatorial Committee isn't supporting her enough. This is NPR. Yemen says its warplanes have bombed al-Qaeda hideouts in the southern part of the country. The attacks come after militants ambushed a tank column. Yemeni officials say five militants were killed and weapons caches were destroyed. But residents say three civilians were killed and several houses were demolished. Saudi Arabian intelligence services have notified France of new information suggesting terrorists are planning an attack. The French Interior Minister says the new warnings concern Europe, but France in particular. He says the information was received just in the last few days. The president of soccer's governing body is speaking out about potential bribery connected to the choice of host for FIFA's World Cup in 2018 and 2022. As the BBC's Andy Swiss reports, a British paper alleges two FIFA executives were prepared to trade money for votes in favor of a host bid.
The FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, has launched an investigation. In a letter to his executive committee members, he described the situation as very unpleasant. The article, he added, had created a very negative impact. It's understood FIFA haven't ruled out the option of postponing the vote on December the 2nd. Whatever they decide, the battle to host the World Cup now faces a battle for its integrity.
The BBC's Andy Swiss. Celebrations in Vatican City today as Pope Benedict canonized six new saints. Among them, Australia's first 19th century nun Mary MacAllop, known for providing free education to the poor. MacAllop was temporarily excommunicated for a few months in part because her order exposed a pedophile priest. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.